The fastest growing big city in Western Washington might surprise you. It isn't Seattle. It's Marysville, just north of Everett. Marysville is growing quickly because in our crowded region, there's space to build housing there. But there aren't many jobs there, so one in six people end up commuting over an hour to get to work. In a minute, I'm going to tell you about a big bet Marysville is making to try to bring in jobs so that people don't have to drive so much. But before we go there, I want to tell you about another big bet that didn't turn out so well for Marysville. I'm talking about the time in the late 1980s when Marysville knocked down a few blocks of its historic downtown. In its place, developers built a mall.
The goal and dream was that you don't have to go to Everett to do your shopping now. You can do it all in Marysville.
That's Ken Cage, the current president of the Marysville Historical Society.
Across the parking lot, you can see Staples and Sports and Petco and JCPenney and Big Lots.
He says the mall is convenient, but it comes at a cost.
What was given up was a big part of the history of Marysville that should have been preserved.
There was an old brick movie theater called the Bijou, that means the jewel in French. And there was an Italian restaurant with a funky natural history museum on its balcony.
We wanted to preserve it, but the developers out-bulldozed everybody that was involved.
Ken Cage says after a ribbon cutting in 1988,
the mall opened and then kind of started a slow slide downhill.
It didn't help downtown very much either.
And those cobwebs up there way up high, those have been here for almost 25 years, okay?
Darylee Bednar owns a bookstore in Marysville, a few blocks from the mall. 3 years after the mall opened, she had her best year. It made her hopeful. She thought she could ride this bookstore into old age and beyond.
I thought I was going to die here. I had no intentions of retiring. I thought they were going to come in one day and there would be my little body, because I don't have to make a whole lot.
But after that first spurt of customers, a lot of downtown businesses have been going downhill ever since. During slow periods at her bookstore, Darylee does research on her favorite subject, historical industrial accidents.
Sawmill accidents. I mean, somebody would lose a finger, somebody would lose an arm, and then somebody would lose his life and would be beaten to death by a piece. His clothing would be caught into something and his, yeah. Love accidents.
Bednar has a dark sense of humor. She has to, in a way, because she's fighting cancer. And with business so slow, she's had to face an uncomfortable fact. The bookstore business she grew over the years is not an asset for her to leave to her children. It's a liability. She doesn't want her kids to have to deal with her piles of books.
I mean, I just can't do that.
So she's shutting the place down. Bednar isn't the only one who has regrets about the mall's effect on downtown.
I think anybody who drove in would say, well, that's certainly not what we would do today if we had to, you know, if we had it to do over again. But that's because hindsight's 20/20.
That's John Nehring, the current mayor of Marysville. Like the mayor who approved the mall in the 1980s, Nehring is also making a big bet on Marysville's future. Which brings us to today. Mayor Nehring wants to take some underused land in the north end of the city and turn it into a manufacturing industrial center.
It's largely agricultural land, you know, in its original state.
Yeah, I even see a horse out there.
You do, yes. And you can see the flight path for the planes coming into the Arlington Airport out there as well.
Nehring's plan would bring lots and lots of jobs to this area.
Family wage, good paying jobs, and the more the better.
To get those jobs, the city has spent millions of dollars on infrastructure. It built a regional drainage system. It built a freeway overpass. It set up a big tax break for companies that want to open here.
Aerospace, biotech.
Nehring says his people want local jobs because they are tired of commuting.
Most people in Marysville leave this community during the day to work at Boeing or the Naval Station Everett or down south in Seattle at one of the tech companies. And so we're a bedroom community of people that leave early in the morning and get back late at night.
All that time spent commuting can wear you down. Nehring knows. He used to commute from Marysville to a job in West Seattle.
Think of when you're able to work in your community, how much more a part of that community you are. A, because you've got another 3 or 4 hours of the day to go do stuff in your community. But B, you're always here and you understand things more and you hear things more. You look out your window, you go out to eat here, you have better conversations with people.
It sounds like a win-win. But then I thought about Marysville's big bet on the mall in the 1980s and the things that got bulldozed. I looked at that old horse out there in the pasture where Nehring wanted to put all those jobs. What about the farmers? I asked.
Remember, this has been dormant farmland for decades. It's not being used as farmland, and none of the owners want to use it for that.
I ran the mayor's argument by a local farmer. He called BS on that.
A lot of ground, and they use the excuse that no one wants to farm it. It's because it's not available to farm.
Andrew Albert runs a small farm in Arlington, just north of here. But he leases patches of land here and there. In Marysville, he grows hay. The Marysville land is special because it's not in the floodplain, so the soil is warmer and the growing season is longer.
It's really good ground. I would love to farm more of it.
Albert's family has farmed in the area for three generations. He still uses his grandpa's tractor to plant seeds. Albert says the owners of Marysville's remaining agricultural land are increasingly shutting out the farmers who would lease their land.
Because if it's a viable farm ground, it's harder to get it developed. So if it's grown over in blackberry bushes and no one's farmed it in 12 years, then they say, well, might as well do something with it, you know.
Lots of people are moving to this region, and this land here in northern Marysville is inside what we call the urban growth area. That means we're planning to put a lot of people and jobs here. As a region, we decided that long ago. The future of this land is not agriculture.
It's kind of a shame from an agricultural standpoint to lose that ground. You never get it back, you know. But, you know, you're fighting with population.
And that population has to live and work somewhere. Marysville Mayor Nehring figures if he can give people shorter commutes, they'll spend more time dining and shopping in Marysville. That will help the city revive its failing downtown. And so this big bet on manufacturing could help heal some of the scars left over from a previous bet on the mall that didn't turn out so well. In Marysville, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.